Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States believes that the Indo-Pacific region is crucial to our shared security and prosperity. We have also made no secret of our commitment to the security and defense of our allies. It's why, over the past 2.5 years, the United States has taken a series of purposeful strategic steps, both at home and abroad, to strengthen our country and our standing around the world, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken. That's the backdrop for the relationship between the United States and the People's Republic of China, one of the most consequential in the world.
Both the United States and China have an obligation to manage this relationship responsibly. Doing so serves the best interests of the United States, of China, indeed, of the world. We are clear-eyed about the challenges posed by the PRC. The United States will advance a vision for the future that we share with so many others. A free, open, stable, and prosperous world, with countries upholding and updating the rules-based order that has, for years, safeguarded peace and security globally.
Relations between the United States and the PRC have been tense in recent months, culminating in the overflight by a Chinese military balloon of large proportions of the United States, which was shot down by the U.S. military. To shape the future and to lessen tensions between the two countries, we must begin with diplomacy, said Secretary Blinken. I came to Beijing to strengthen high-level challenges of communication, to make clear our positions and intentions in areas of disagreement, and to explore areas where we might work together when our interests align on shared transnational challenges.
Direct engagement and sustained communication at senior levels is the best way to responsibly manage our differences and ensure that competition does not veer into conflict. And I heard the same from my Chinese counterparts. We both agree on the need to stabilize our relationship.
We have no illusions about the challenges of managing this relationship. There are many issues on which we profoundly, even vehemently, disagree. We will always take the best course of action to advance the interests of the American people, said Secretary Blinken. But the United States has a long history of successfully managing complicated, consequential relationships through diplomacy. It's the responsibility of both countries to find a path forward, and it's in both our interests and the interests of the world that we do so.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.